Joining the Red River Farm Network is USDA Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, Greg Ibaugh. And Undersecretary Ibaugh, thanks so much for taking time to talk today. How does it feel to be in North Dakota?
Oh, well, I'm a Nebraskan, so it's great to be back in the Midwest and around people that are just like my friends and neighbors back home in Nebraska.
So can you shed some light on the price discovery and transparency concerns within the cattle market? Obviously, that's been a huge piece of discussion amongst cattle producers at the North Dakota Stockmen's Association Convention.
Yes, of course. We have spent much of the winter and spring looking at and analyzing what happened during and following the fire in Kansas, as well as the adjustments the market had to go through due to the COVID pandemic. And we issued a report in July that had some suggestions that followed, you know, several themes. Part of those suggestions and discussion points were for Congress and the cattle industry to ponder and decide whether or not they wanted to take some legislative action. And part of those had some adjustments we could make in USDA. And then the third category were educational aspects that USDA and the industry could partner together on. And so right now, Congress has introduced, there's been a bill introduced in the Senate, as well as in the House, that both reflect at least some of the thoughts that were in our legislative suggestions. And we're in the process of making our own in-house adjustments, as well as working with the industry on some educational opportunities for risk management.
So my next question then would be, how has COVID-19 influenced the discussion around food security?
Well, we've definitely seen several shifts as a result of the pandemic. Consumers have become a little bit more interested in where their food comes from. They've become a little bit more aware that there can be food shortages. I think in America, most consumers thought that that would be something that never happened. And when we had to shift the food flow between food service restaurants and retail, we saw that that could happen. And we've also seen a new interest in reaching out to farmers and ranchers and feedlots themselves to purchase cattle or beef directly. And that's, we've seen a ripple effect in the availability of our custom exempts and smaller federally inspected and state inspected plants to be able to handle that shift in demand.
And so what kind of feedback have you received on the Farmers to Families Food Box program?
So the Farmers to Families Food Box program was designed in a large part, it was focused on the fruit and vegetable industry, because when they lost their food service and restaurant markets, they had products, crops that were growing in the field that they weren't able to even pick. And they were faced with the prospect of plowing under some that were ready right then. But then that was going to be they were going to have to destroy or leave in the field crops because they just couldn't get them to the marketplace. And so within a month, USDA designed that box program that allowed an outlet for those crops that were fruits and vegetables that were growing in the field. While we were doing that, we also developed a box that would work for the dairy producers, because we knew that producers were having to dump milk at that time and didn't want to continue to have to do that. And we also had a box that would allow for meat to be distributed. And so by and large, we've distributed way over 1 million boxes of food. We've been able to level the crisis in the fruit and vegetable industry and the dairy industry, as well as utilize an opportunity to get red meat and protein into people that were needing to rely on food outside their home after losing their job when they couldn't purchase food themselves.
Is there any worry that another surge in coronavirus cases could impact the packing industry again?
So definitely the packing industry had problems in May, at the end of April, throughout May, that extended into June with a big impact on employees becoming ill, some employees not wanting to show up for work because they were scared they would become ill. But I think in a large part, the disease diagnosis in the packing industry has really leveled off. And whether that's because of herd immunity, that so many got sick at the beginning, that we're not seeing that resurgence. Hopefully there's enough immunity built up that we won't have to deal with that resurgence in the packing industry. But for right now, they've kind of found an equilibrium, and basically our harvest levels in both the beef and pork industry are about equivalent to where they would normally be, you know, on a day-to-day basis based on the last 2 or 3 years of experience.
Undersecretary Ibaugh, as we wrap up today's conversation, any final notes that you would like to leave with cattle producers and farmers listening to?
Well, for cattle producers, I think there's opportunities for Congress, for USDA to make some adjustments, and for us to work together with the industry. There are risk management tools that crop farmers are used to using in crop insurance products from USDA. They're subsidized through RNA. That are also available and have been improved over the course of the summer for livestock producers. And so we want to make sure that we work together with the industry to make livestock producers aware of those products, help them decide if they're right for them, and if they're not, what do we need to do to adjust them to make them products that are good for a cow-calf producer or a stocker producer or a feedlot operator.
Well, again, Undersecretary Greg Ibaugh joining the Red River Farm Network. Thanks so much.